You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM.
In Vancouver.
It's like having a clown in your head.
Yo, you are now tuned into Off the Beaten Path here on 101.9 CITR's community radio station. We are broadcasting from the unceded Musqueam, Tsleil-Waututh Nation here in Coast Salish territory. Welcome. It was a little more mellow, some Thundercat to start off with. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like this Thursday, February 20th, it's 2/20/2020. I don't know, you know, if you are one of those types of people who are into like numerology, but I don't have any idea the significance of this day. All I know is that it has four twos in it, and that's two less twos than Rick Ross's verse in 2/22. Actually, is one, because, you know, listen, we'll figure it out. Anyways, welcome, welcome, welcome. If you haven't listened to the show before, you're in for a treat. If you have, you are also in for a treat, and, you know, you keep coming back, so thank you. What we do here on Off the Beaten Path is we talk a little bit about what's going on here in Vancouver. We talk about what's going on here in Canada, in BC, you know, down south in the United States, you know, global, you know, any of the news that you might find interesting yourself. You know, and we introduce you to some new music, some new artists, there's just so much going on in the world, especially when we have a short week, because I feel like the long weekend creates for like a compact, just really like compact, compressed shenanigans. You know, I'm sure you guys had a lot of shenanigans going on. It was Valentine's Day weekend. I certainly was up to my fair share of shenanigans. I will tell you about them in a little bit. But before we do that, like, we like to start, you know, really talking about, we like to get to the hard stuff first. The weather. But anyways, but if you never joined Off the Beaten Path before, what we do here is we talk about, like, sometimes I bring some guests on. Sometimes I'll have just some smart people. Sometimes people call in. Sometimes those people are my mom, you know, and listen, we love to hear from her. Also, thank you. Anybody who donated to CITR for the fund drive over the past 2 weeks, but especially thank you to the people who donated to the fund drive under our show, because we exceeded our goal by a vast amount. And that's because of you guys, particularly a few special people, and I just really want to thank you, because not only does it, I mean, we talk a lot about what the fund drive does and what CITR does here, not just here, here at UBC from the campus, but here in the Lower Mainland. One, it's the best radio that we have in the city. If you ever driven around in your car and you've been searching for something to listen to, chances, like, even though there's like 40 or 50, maybe more than that, programmers here at CITR, so you get 40 or 50 different shows about different things. You have, you know, shows from, you know, political shows. You have shows like this one where you get to talk. We have shows like Crimes and Treasons on Tuesdays where it's nothing but uncensored hip hop. You have so much variety of shows. You have folk shows. You have Nardwar show. You have all types of shows. Like, you honestly, unless like you know which show that you're listening to, sometimes you just get in your car and you're like, damn, this is tight. I'm going to listen to this next week. And you're like, damn, the person's not there. But you know what? You know who is there? Me. I'm here every week for you. Anyways, but if you've ever listened to any of the Vancouver radio, you know that it's all shit. And you know what? I don't actually, you know, I rail on BC radio because it sucks. It does. It's truly awful. But I don't blame the people that work there, because there's some great DJs who work, you know, at the radios. They are hamstrung because the people on the radio stations, they suck even more. Anyways, so thank you for donating, because what your donations do, they go to help support the programs here. You know, that, you know, we talked a little bit about that over the past 2 weeks, that bring in kids and youth to learn how to DJ. They learn how to be on the radio. They learn how to talk. They learn how to find their voice, which I think is the most important part, because especially when you think about all of the things that we do in our lives and all the things we do here, is a lot of it is about finding your voice and speaking, you know, truth to whatever power you might find. And you'll see that it doesn't just stop here on the radio. So even if, you know, when kids, this is what I think, when kids really find a way to express themselves and they're not limited, you know, and they can see and they have opportunities to have an outlet, you know, we'll start to see more and more changes. And I think that you see that in the current generation who's coming up. They have a voice and are not afraid to use it. And so we want to keep encouraging kids who are maybe not as privileged to have, you know, people in the, people to push them. So we do. So thank you for donating. We appreciate it. This week was rather interesting. This weekend. So, PSA, if you see me in the street and you think I look like any random black person with dreads, I advise you, keep it to yourself. What I have learned is that people cannot. Like, on Valentine's Day, this guy walked up to me with his girlfriend and told me I look like Future. And 10 minutes later, he's speaking German and telling me he's a Nazi. And I encourage you, listen, if people come up to you and say some wild shit, just flame them and you'll find out who they really are. So if you come up to me and you tell me I look like any black person with dreads, like first I'm going to need you to pull up a picture and then I'm going to flame you. And if you call me a Nazi, I'll feel very justified. If you know, there's just so many better ways to approach someone than telling them that they look like somebody that they probably do not look like. It's just like an interesting idea to me, you know, really trying to put all the people whose faces you're not familiar with into one face, you know. It's like walking up to an Asian person and telling them they look like Jackie Chan. It's like, yo, you know, there's a lot of Asian people. They look a lot different, just like there's a lot of black people. We look different. It's not the same. Anyways, I can't remember. I wish I remembered that guy's name. I'd call him out. But one thing I do remember is 355 WMN, which is the license plate of the undercover police officer that I called the police on because I saw him complete a hit and run. He looked at me, looked back at his windshield, looked back at me, and then he drove off. And I normally do not listen, if you listen to the show, you know, I don't encourage snitching. It's not what we do here on CITR, unless the snitching involves the police. Because, listen, the police will get every opportunity to tattle on you, so you might as well one them up. And so I called in with an anonymous tip. Now you guys know it was me. If you are where that police officer driving, listen, you can call in to 604-822-2487, and you can tell us just exactly why you drove off after you hit that Mercedes on Georgia and Maine. We would like to know, the people here who support this show, we are all people who are looking out for truth and justice. And I think that you deserve the opportunity to give an explanation. Because from my point of view, that was wrong. And I know that if we were in the opposites, if that was a police officer and I hit a car and then drove off, you know what they're going to do? They're calling the police. So, you know, good on you. This week has been absolutely delightful if you look at the weather. I mean, if you've been outside this week, you're like, damn, it's so beautiful outside. Then you walk outside in the morning and you're like, it's cold. AF. But if you are one of those lucky people who maybe doesn't have to go to work until like 10 a.m. or maybe noon, or maybe you work in the afternoon, what you did notice is that the day is really, really nice. Like today's day will be a high of 10. However, when I left my house, it was 0. So you really have to dress for the entire day. Not a bad thing, but something you need to be conscious of. When we get back, we are going to talk about what is going on here in BC. There's a lot of things. We'll be right back.
Radio.
CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Happy. Boing.
You know,
film,
sign up for that shit, you feel me?
So who the plug?
My partner, bro.
So what do you do? You the middleman, right?
Yeah, I like telling them they got no...
Are you the middleman?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hitting a West End quicker than Tekken with an investment. I want that bag, kinda like checking. Finna keep texting the plug like checking. I want that cash, hit him up desperately. I definitely had nothing to eat. My pride don't really mean nothing to me. Nigga, fuck what you think. I'ma jug everything I can. And I might get a dog, no cap. And I might get my dog a strap. And I might fake pick autograph. And I might take it off these raps. Think that money be changing my mood and shit. I be thinking about what I'ma do with it. I be having them dreams about getting it. I be having nightmares about losing it.
Hold on, bro, start over one more time.
I be up in the air like I'm Superman. She the Superman. I'm not stooping it. No, I'm not judging it. Do what you do and then do again what you were doing. It hit me back up when you threw it. If up, man, this shit ain't go through again. This shit was supposed to go through it, 10, bro. Oh shit, bro, we just hit. 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 Oh shit, and it looked like a few bands. What the fuck? I ain't never had cash. Now I'm up, having this shit on smash. That's what's up, having this shit on smash. That's what's up.
You already got an account?
Yeah.
Nah, you gotta got to open that shit like
I already got an account.
Oh, for real.
And I can't believe this shit really real. I was just fucked up off a deal. Now I go with the set, bro, for real. And I used to have to scrape for a meal. Anything nigga ain't had to steal. Niggas going from an L to a
tight.
Running up a jet, running up a 700 bit. Coming in again, really wanna get another hit. Double in the licks, double hits up and double. Nigga click, double dash, yeah we jumpin'. Nigga quick jumping in it, jump a lion with the kick. Lions in the den, I got them buying into it. I know they ill, look, I just hit a lick.
So how much you get paid?
I get, you got no half of what he get. You from?
What he be getting?
Like
600?
Yeah, nah, 6 bands.
6 bands?
Yeah.
How much, you made 3 bands before?
Yeah.
Oh shit, bro, we just hit. 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 Oh shit, and it looked like a few bands. What the fuck?
Yo, you're back with Off the Beaten Path here on 101.9 CITR. Here with Issa Arian on Off the Beaten Path. Listen, you can call in that cigarette. Wow. You can call in at 604-822-2487. That's 604-UBC-CITR. If you have a hard time with numbers. So I know that you all listened to the last segment and you're like, wow, I didn't give shit to the fun drive. I feel horrible. Well, I'm here to tell you, listen, you got a lot more opportunities to give your money to support the show, to support me, and to support the people. Listen, we're building a community here. This is a community. Since 2016, we've been doing it. You know, some of you got on late. Some of you been on early. Some of you been on the whole time. Some of you got off, got back on. You know what? It doesn't matter. You're here right now. And this is not just about me. You know what I mean? This is about the community. Now, you know, we talk about like weed. We talk about homelessness, we talk about drugs, we talk about housing here in BC. Those are like the main topics. Now we added another one, which is the pipeline. And so if you're not from BC or you're listening from out of the country, what you might have noticed in Canada, in the Canadian news, is that there is protests going on all over the country. To support the Wet'suwet'en band, whose the pipeline is going through their land. So the 20 hereditary chiefs have basically set a stake in the ground that they, at the current negotiation, at the current, you know, communication, they're not allowing the pipeline. And so when you read about the pipeline, what you read deeper is that amongst the group, so like there's protesters who are Wet'suwet'en, who like are from the people whose lands that the pipeline is going through. Then there's people all over the country who are protesting in support of those people. But it's interesting because there is So the hereditary chiefs have said no to the pipeline. However, there are many other chiefs who believe the pipeline to be a good thing. And so this is not a pro-pipeline radio show. This is a pro-support of the West Sawan people. So this is, it's their land, it's their sovereign land, and it's them up to them to make the decision. And there are chiefs there who support the pipeline. So it's, I feel it's my duty to pass on the message of the people, and so that it's not just one-sided. I feel like when you know, when we hear the hear about the protests, we hear that it's all this is the only side, when in fact even the people whose lands that it's going through are divided amongst to support and not support, particularly because they feel that it could bring some prosperity to their people, which is 100% the right of the people. So when you are thinking about the, you know, like how you support, it's not, it's up to you. It's not about you, you know, probably not. If you're listening to the show, it's probably not about you. However, it is about supporting the decisions of the people. So be informed and go read about all of the sides, because maybe it'll resonate. Anyways, moving on. So there is a BC mother in Williams Lake named Brianna Stenz, who took her 13-month-old son to the local pool and have recently has been frustrated by being asked on two separate occasions by a lifeguard not to breastfeed her son in the pool. Now, I feel like this is one of those touchy subjects. So, like, when I travel a lot, I go to the airports, right? And so you see these breastfeeding stations, and you're like, how can we normalize breastfeeding? Like, breastfeeding is normal. You shouldn't have to normalize it. Like, it is, it's a baby, and the baby needs milk from its mother. And so breastfeeding is pretty natural. You know, it's like pretty much as natural food as you can get, you know? And like, women shouldn't have to feel shame, or shouldn't feel like they have to go someplace, because it's not like sexual. It's just milk. You know what I mean? Like, that's, however, I stand with the event of the, I mean, with the staff of the Caribou Memorial Recreational Complex. Like, I feel like I can't drink milk in the pool. Like, if somebody saw me drinking a glass of milk in the pool, they'd kick me out, or they'd tell me, like, hey, sir, you can drink milk anywhere in this establishment except for in the water. And I feel like that makes a lot of sense to me. Maybe you're like, you know what, Issa, women should be able to breastfeed wherever they want. And I'm like, you know what, I agree. Just not in the pool. I feel like, one, I feel like a doctor would recommend that you don't breastfeed in the pool. Pools are disgusting. And when the pools are not disgusting, they're like chlorinated. So, like, it's either too dirty or it's too bleachy, you know, for a baby. That's just my thoughts. Obviously, I don't make the rules. However, this woman's complaining about not being able to breastfeed in the pool. She's like, my little guy loves going to the pool, and I love being able to take him to the pool, but it's highly inconvenient for us to have to get out of the pool, go sit on the bench, freezing on the side, just to give him a little snack, and then keep having fun. What? Like, I feel like when I learned how to swim, I learned how to swim before I could talk. I think I was in, like, this, you know, the baby water class. Shout out to my mom. You know, and when I learned how to speak and learned how to talk, the first rule that they tell you is if you eat, then you got to wait 30 minutes before you go back into the pool. I don't really understand why, and I don't think I've listened to that rule in a long-ass time, but for that rule to have been made, I think there's a good reason. One, you could throw up in the pool. That's a good reason to, you know, for everybody else. Two, I think you can get cramps, and then you can drown. So that's the second good reason. this baby, he could throw up in the pool, which is disgusting. And two, maybe he'd get a cramp and drop. You know what I mean? There's so many things. It's like, why do I don't feel like we should have to be inconvenienced because you want to feed your kid. Just get up and get out of the pool. Listen, if you have a different opinion, I'd love to hear it. You know the number. If you don't, it's 604-UBC-CITR if you have one of those phones with letters on it. You know what I mean? And if you don't, it's 822-2487. It's easy. But I would love to hear, like, an alternative viewpoint. Like, please, I am one of those people who enjoys being wrong. Like, I enjoy having a conversation where somebody's like, hey, you know what, Issa, you don't see it like this. And here's why. And then I'm like, you know what? That's really smart. I appreciate that. And so I feel like this is one of these opportunities where somebody could tell me just exactly where I'm wrong. I feel like it'd be easy, except for I don't think so. But I'm open to listening. So if you'd like to call in and tell me why, then I'd appreciate it. Anyways, moving on. BC is taxing sugary carbonated drinks. The province will now charge 7 cents on beverages linked to obesity and diabetes. So no more Mountain Dew unless you want to pay the sales tax. And you know what? I like when taxes go up on things that I don't buy. I don't know why. I mean, obviously, when they go up on things that I do buy, it bothers me. So I'm sure the people who are drinking Crush, orange sodas and, Fantas and all types of other sugary sodas, they're probably a little peeved. But I think that it makes sense. Like, I mean, I come from a country that doesn't have a national healthcare system because the people are too greedy. So in that case, they don't have like a sugar tax. But like here in Canada where they do, particularly here in BC, it's like, you know, where the MSP has gone from $45 to zero. Having a tax on the things that are unhealthy, I think is smart. It makes a lot of sense because the people who are going to be affected by, you know, this diabetes or these heart attacks or things like that are people who have over the time have been using substances a lot of the time. And sometimes, you know, it's just bad luck, you know, but, you know, a lot of the times have been using substances that are not good for you. And so what better ways than to make them pay for it in the long run than tax them on it? You know, like cigarettes have a high tax. And if cigarettes have a high tax, then sugar should definitely have a high tax. Like, have you ever looked at some of the things that you buy and you're like, why is there 45 grams of sugar in this? It doesn't make any sense. I think, you know, you can do this experiment at your house. It's pretty easy. You can just go into your cabinet, you know, wherever you keep your granulated sugar at. You take out a teaspoon and then you take out the bread in your house, you know, or maybe the spaghetti sauce. You know, like something that you're like, this doesn't have a lot of sugar in it. And then you look at the nutritional facts. Let's say it's 40 grams. You divide it by four because 4 grams of sugar equals 1 teaspoon. And so you take out the teaspoon and you pour it in like a plastic bag. And then you look at it and you're like, this is how much sugar is in this spaghetti sauce or this can of Coke or in ketchup or in hot sauce or whatever, you know, like whatever is something that you think is like, you don't think it's got a lot of sugar in it. And then once you fill up that bag, you're like, holy shit, all we do is eat sugar in everything. It's horrible. And it'll make you start to question just the types of foods that you want to buy because you wouldn't eat that much sugar out of the spoon. So why would you eat it in a spaghetti sauce? It doesn't make any sense. Tax them. But also tax the rich, you know, and then because, listen, I don't want to have to eat them. But I will if I'm pushed, you know, like Tupac says. Anyways, another tax is coming for your Netflix tax. So a new tax could cost additional $11.76 a year for people who use Netflix here in Canada. It's kind of crazy. When you think about all these subscription services that are, there's Crave, Hulu, Netflix, HBO Go, they got Disney Plus, Amazon Prime. So if you count that, that's six things. Before you even get to like ESPN Plus or DAZN, I think that's how you said it. So like that's eight if you want to count sports. If you don't watch sports, it's only six. But think about it, if you pay $10 a month for each one of those things, which is Spotify or Apple Music, you know, then you have to pay Tidal, you know, one of those. If you have Tidal, I don't know why you do that. But anyways, let's say you buy one of those. That's nine subscriptions, right? Nine subscriptions. If you pay $10 a month for one of those, for each one of those, that is almost $100. We have went from cable where it was like $70 a month, and we're like, you know what? We want more choice. We want more choice in our things. And then what we have done is we're now like devolved into these streaming wars where these streaming options are, one, not cheap. Two, they provide a bunch of shitty options. They don't give you like the same community viewing experience. And then you got to get them all because you got to watch the shows. Now me, obviously, I don't do that because, listen, this is a community radio show. And listen, we have to do things frugally. But for some of you, you're like, you know what? An extra Netflix tax. I'm rich. I can afford it. Me, I can't. But just in case you're in my team and you're like, $11 a year, I can't afford that. Cut it. I'm just warning you that what things are coming ahead. Another sad thing is that at the end of this month, Cardigo is going away. I don't know if you probably haven't seen very many Cardigos recently, but they are gone. Like, I wonder how much it would cost to get one of those Mercedes, you know, after people have been destroying them, you know, because they're going to get sold somewhere. And if Cardigo, if you're listening and you're like, you know what, we want to give them away off the beaten path, would like a licensed vehicle. Listen, we'll wrap it with whatever you need. It could be kind of cool. But when we get back, we are going to talk a little bit about a story that we brought up a few months back. Listen, and because of you, it has gone the way we wanted it.
Ask me if I'm good, I'll answer I'm okay. Wear a face you'll never know. What is it you're missing? I know about the pissing, I know when to listen, should've known. Got makeup on your pillow, cause daddy didn't love you. Pity party, guess you're better off alone. We all need somebody, guess I need somebody to get me through. Switch up, come in, don't get too close. Treat me like you give a fuck about me now. If I ever let up, will you hold it down? Ask me if I'm good, I'll answer I'm okay. Wear a face you'll never know. I've been swimming in a pool of money. I keep drowning in false hope. I keep swimming in a pool of phony people I don't even know. We all need somebody. Guess I need somebody to get me through the night. Switch up, come in, don't get too close. Yeah. Treat me like you give a fuck about me now. If I ever let up, will you?
Ask me if I'm good, I'll answer I'm okay. Wear a face you'll never know.
If he made it out of this bitch, ain't no telling where my talent can go. Skinny nigga from the fall, used to battle rap niggas for bread when I'm bored. Fuck with your boy, used to swerve in a Honda Accord to the store. Hit up the midget for Newport 100s and lottery tickets. Now I be whipping some shit that I prayed for. All my shit paid for. Niggas will switch on you quick, like what team do you play for? I did a fake nigga like case closed. All my life I been 10 toes. GED, my initials. So fuck what you talking, I get every dollar. I don't have a call. If I did, I would pop it like nigga was popping. But bro, I can't call it. Like, look what we started, but now we here. Niggas throwing shade out of fear. Cause where I'm at, niggas see they self. Don't be mad, bro, just be yourself. Cause money come and go, people come and go. The sooner you know that, the more that you see. Blood ain't no thicker than water to me. I count every dollar till my thumbs bleed. She say I got Marvin Gaye vibes with the drip. If I don't fuck with the vibes, I'ma dip. Got hollow point tips in the clip. Shit, I'm in the yacht club with the whip. Who gives a damn what it's worth? For you, hard don't follow no hurry. So I'm real till I exit the earth. We from where you mix the water with dirt. We had to make that shit work. The struggle be quenching my thirst. I put the tears in my verse, so I get the shit I deserve. We came from nothing at all. If we had a problem, we solved. Figure that shit out ourselves. Turn all my pain into wealth. Turn all my pain into wealth. Shit. Now I be whipping some shit that I prayed for. All my shit paid for. Niggas will switch on you quick, like what team do you play for? I did a fake nigga like case closed. All my life I been 10 toes. GED, my initials. So fuck what you talking, I get every dollar. I don't have a call. If I did, I would pop it. Like nigga was popping, but bro, I can't call it. Like look what we started, but now we here. Niggas throwing shade out of fear. Cause where I'm at, niggas see they self. Don't be mad, bro, just be yourself.
Back with all the Bean Path here on 101.9 CITR Radio. I'm your host, Issa Arian. Welcome back. So a few months ago, we were supporting Kuwant Dule out of North Van, who just wanted to keep the pigeons in his backyard that he's been keeping for years. You know, I think it's like over two decades of keeping these pigeons. And so what happened was he had some neighbors move in. The neighbors were like, yo, your pigeons are a nuisance. And he's like, you know, well, maybe you should have thought of that before you moved in. And they were like, oh, okay. And then they went to the city and they had his pigeons banned. However, now the municipality has through investigation, has decided that they should only apply the bylaw to people who don't already have pigeons, grandfathering in current pigeon owners. Now, the one thing I didn't know is that there's multiple pigeon owners. So there's Kuwant was fighting on behalf of multiple pigeon owners, not just himself, which one makes me happy, you know, people fighting for the people, you know. Two, it's like, what? Who the hell are all these people owning pigeons, and should I be afraid? You know, like, I naturally, I grew up with a dog. I grew up with two dogs. And so I like dogs. And if you listen to my show, you're like, you know, Issa doesn't hate dogs. But if you talk to people around me, you're like, Issa doesn't like dogs. Because I really only like dogs that are mine, you know. I'm not really – I had a pet tarantula. So I keep weird pets as well. This is so I'm not like, you know, against weird pets. However, pigeon is a weird pet to me, like a weird pet that I wouldn't keep. And I wouldn't understand, and I don't understand why somebody would want to keep them. However, there seems to be a community of pigeon owners that I have no idea. After the show, I'm going to actually go on Facebook. I'm going to go look up, you know, who are these people owning pigeons? And then maybe I'm going to try to see if they'll let me in the group. See if they'll tell me why did they keep these type of pets. Anyways, so listen, because of us, I think that this show has significant impact on the counselors in North Van. They get 101.9 in North Van. Listen, they get CITR. They listening to Off the Beaten Path up there. And because of you guys, because of your support for the show, listen, we're able to make things happen, like allowing people to be grandfathered into the bylaws that are affecting them. It is interesting to me that people are out here snitching on their neighbors rather than just go talk to them. But I'm not shocked. Anyways, more pigeon news, because this has obviously become a pigeon show. If you didn't know, Donald Trump, he is going to have a rally in Las Vegas today. And let's backtrack a little bit. I don't really watch the presidential debates. So there was a Democratic debate yesterday where I find that the debates have just become a big TV show. You know, like that's not actual people talking about the issues that are affecting the country. It's like, you know, who can be out? It's like a roast. And last night, Elizabeth Warren was out here roasting people, giving Michael Bloomberg the flame. And so it is only fitting that we keep the theme up, you know what I mean? Keeping the United States politics into one of the most entertaining TV shows of 2020, because there will be a lot of jokes and there will be a lot of drama. That's for sure. You know, I don't know. There won't be a lot of change. I'm not really too optimistic. If you listen to the show over time, you'll probably find that I'm not too optimistic about politics in general, just because I feel that white people don't want to change enough, you know, to make the big changes. Like if you listen to the show, probably not talking about you. But, you know, maybe somebody in your family, maybe a few people, just because there are some real changes that need to happen. So I think we didn't talk about this, but I was at the protest for the Wet'suwet'en people in support of them like a week and a half ago. Was it two Sundays ago? And at the protest, you know, it was this group of hipsters. They were playing the music loud and they were just like doing kickflips and, you know, riding a skateboard and stuff like that. And this woman stood up and said, "This is not a effing block party. You know, we're here to support the elders and the people in the community. You know, stop centering yourself." And instead of looking at, you know, what they were actually doing and how their actions were affecting the people around them, they left. And so what you see is that, you know, this the support of the change that needs to happen and the support of the people who are trying to affect the change and to actually make the change. You know, you can't center yourself in it and center your feelings. And you can't, when somebody calls you out for what you're doing and it's bad, you know, I mean, or it's, you know, and it's not appropriate, you can't just leave. And so what I feel is that a lot of support from that particular group is not based off of, but there's a lot of making people feel good about change rather than actual change. And so it's one of the things that you need to think about. Anyways, what's not changing is the United States. I don't believe so. But anyways, more pigeon news. In Las Vegas, Donald Trump's holding a rally, and there were tiny MAGA hats and Trump wigs glued onto pigeons by a group calling itself Putin. But the Putin group is a group, Pigeons United to Interfere now. And so they support Donald Trump. They put these wigs on him. And so I find that there's so many weird people in the world doing some weird shit. And one of those things is gluing MAGA hats on the pigeons. And now, these pigeons obviously are not supporters of Donald Trump. So why would they do this to, why would they do this to them? I feel like this is something that PETA should step into, but I haven't heard anything from them. It's been crickets from PETA about this. And it's kind of messed up. Listen, when we get back, we have two kidnapping stories that maybe in another lifetime would have been love stories. I promise you, you're not going to want to miss it. When we get back.
Long, so it seems, passing the pylon's a fucking dream, cause in the stands, no one screams, leaving the field with some low esteem. Every game ends the same, with too many shots to the fucking brain. Probably why I tend to space and carry this barren look on my face. Hey, Dad, don't wanna play cause it makes me heartless and hopeless at times. Shit, I could've said sad, but it's not even close. When's the last time we touched down? When's the last time I scored? Used to call me the jet plane, little boy from the north. I had to leave the sport and the school, shit, aberrations in full. Just know that I had to go. It's good to know this jet ain't lacking fuel. Fatiguing, done with this league of competing. My heart beating faster than feet at a meet of Jamaican. Swear that I'm faking love for the sport that my father was making me play. Like every day in the summer, a bummer, I couldn't display my current dismay. Rather I'd sing in my room or I'd travel by train to LA. Hey, Dad, I'm finding a voice I didn't know I had. Way back, playing Kanye in your older jack. Oh, fine. Remember us driving from Legoland. Those times have certainly made me the way I am. When's the last time we touched down? When's the last time I scored? Used to call me the jet plane, little boy from the north. I had to leave the sport and the school, shit, aberrations in full. Just know that I had to go. It's good to know this jet ain't lacking fuel.
Oh, it's a gnat in here. Get out of here, gnat. You got something to tell me, gnat? You got something you want to tell me, gnat? Cuff my nuts, place myself on house arrest, locked in. Judge, jury, bailiff, bet. When it rains, I'm dry. Sun shines, I'm wet. Push up demons, fuck it, doing about 50 left in sex. Ignoring your text, like sweet babies who cry in the church. Or if your partner got popped yesterday and school come first. My favorite color's yellow, maybe because I'm mellow. And I got so much style, it's probably because I'm ghetto. My mommy never cooked a Cosby dinner. And oftentimes I took an L from Mrs. Winners. But I'm getting off the subject, off the boat. Got my luggage, but the quote packed light starts to echo through my mind. so I'm rushing now, hushing now. Laid my suitcase down like prom night. Zipped it open, started pulling out. Tossed the memory, socks, thoughts who pretend to be. Boxer briefs, pants, pictures of frenemies killing me. To make room, room, room for the light. Lately I've been sober, chasing new highs. Cut the cord to my bungee. You can be yourself, don't be shy. Take your time, don't you?
Thought I brought a rollie, but figured that I didn't need it. Just let the holy water wash over my Caesar, dressing like that Thursday in November. Know that they'll remember style. Boil it, then let it simmer down. We blowing smoke between the breeze, the twist of single leaves. No more backwards blown, we ride the rings of memories. We rock at the intricacies of my logic. No hands on my pocket, still got my hand on my weapon. He more Malcolm than Martin, a bit more Baldwin in both. You need a cauldron for mixing a black man's soul in a soup. So many fish bowl can't cope, you cracking jokes by the soap. We more concerned with the truth. You niggas burning the booth. These niggas burning the wick at both ends. Fade to black, I'm ghosting in the light. Lately I've been waking up at night, trying to beat the day. Overconfident, I can't be easy.
To make room, room, room for the light. Lately I've been sober, chasing new highs. Cut the cord to my bungee. You can be yourself, don't be shy.
Yeah.
Take your time, don't you?
I know and I know, but you heard what you heard. So you poked your head in, got suspicion confirmed. Been on my feet for miles, so my soul got some burns. Still as fuck how you feel, I'm a bottle of pills. If you can't hold me down, then you don't get a turn. Yeah, yeah, famous last words, nothing sacred no more. Either take what you want or you make what you earn. If I kill you, I promise I'll pray for you first. Like, ooh, if you love me, grease my scalp with this 380 in my lap, like, ooh, yeah. What's the worst
room,
thing that can happen?
Room,
use the answer
room,
to relax.
For the light. Lately, I've been sober, chasing new highs. Cut the cord to my bungee.
You're back with All the Beaten Path here on 101.9 CITR. .ca if you're listening from the web player, 101.9 if you're listening from the radio, listening if you're listening from space. Listen, I don't have the satellite coordinates, but thank you. This Valentine's Day was pretty interesting, not just for me, you know, being approached by a Nazi and telling I look like Future. I feel like that is the most romantic thing that happened to me. Not the most romantic thing I could have done. I could have been like this Iowa man in Cedar Rapids who this woman claimed kidnapped her and forced her to watch 9 hours, the 9-hour miniseries Roots. To make her understand racism. Listen, Robert Noy wanted her to watch the entire 1977 show about Alex Haley's family line and how it relates to slavery in the United States. Now, when the white woman who was kidnapped attempted to move, Noy told her that to remain seated and watch the movie with him or he would kill her. And that is crossing the line, Robert. That's crossing the line. But in fact, Robert crossed the line. Making someone sit down and watch Roots to understand the racism is hilarious, though. I honestly can't. Listen, if I'm really interested in understanding how that she got to his couch in the first place, like because the scenarios in my mind that are playing out, it's like, okay, I can just imagine, you know, me, like, you know, I deal with white women. And so, but not who don't understand racism already. Like, that's like a rule I have. But anyways, you can imagine. He's like, oh, wow, I got the opportunity to educate somebody and I'm going to get him to watch Roots. Like, there's so many shows that he could have chosen to, you know, like, that could have summed it up faster than 9 hours. You know, like that. He could have watched, you know, Ava DuVernay's 13th, you know, on Netflix. You know, could have watched a movie on Central Park 5, Ava DuVernay again. You could have watched, you know, Eyes on the Prize. You could have watched Hidden Colors. You could have watched just so many shows. But he was like, you know what? You're going to watch 9 hours of Roots. Now, I don't even know when the last time I seen Roots was. I know that, you know, it's very interesting because while this is a kidnapping and he threatened her with her life, when I was in the sixth grade, we watched like 4 hours of Roots. And I remember feeling like me and the other black kids in my school, because I went to private school, there's not that many black kids. I remember feeling like, why am I watching this shit? I've already seen, first of all, I'm already 12. You think my mom hasn't shown me Roots before? I've already watched this movie. And two, I understand this. You're like, this is for the other kids. You know, I felt like it was like being a native Spanish speaker and then being like, you know, you have to take 2 years of Spanish. And I'm like, listen, lady, I already know Spanish. You know, like that. Like, I already know about this racism shit. I know about slavery and I know how it affects today. But anyways, I wonder if now this woman from Iowa is more racist, because I feel like there's some things that are racism inducing. You know, like if somebody asks you on Valentine's, tells you on Valentine's Day that you look like Future, and then when he's with his queen and you ask them how many Valentine's they've spent together, they say 4, and then you ask him why he hasn't proposed, and then ask him what he got her as a gift, and she shows you a necklace, and you say, damn, that's a weak-ass necklace. Can't believe that's what you got for Valentine's Day. Listen, that's a racism-inducing comment. So I wonder if she is now more racist than she was when she left. I mean, when she got to his house, because obviously she was considering it, and then she wasn't. Another interesting dating mishap, I guess Christopher Castillo, was sentenced to 3 years in state prison as he used Bumble to lure this woman to, you know, she picked him up on a date. And then he asked her to drive to a bank where he robs it and turned her into an unwilling accomplice in a bank robbery. He robs it, gets away with $1,000 in cash, and then jumps in the car and tells her to go. Could you imagine having a getaway driver who didn't know that they were supposed to get away? And, like, that seems like the worst. And so this is another thing. I mean, we're going to talk about this a little bit next week, because we're definitely going to bring it back up. But Steven Spielberg's daughter came out and said she's embarking on an adult film career. And I always think it's interesting that whenever a famous person's kid decides that they want to do porno, like, it's all over the news. It's all over Twitter. It's all over everywhere. But whenever a famous person's kid, you know, like, you know, just, like, gets a regular job. Maybe they get a job at McKinsey. Maybe they get a job, you know, in some bullshit-ass nonprofit, you know, in Haiti. You know, maybe they get, you know, a job doing, you know, they're going overseas and they're doing volunteerism or something. You know, we don't shame these people. We just shame famous people's kids who decide to go enter an industry that is not hurting anybody. Listen, Michaela Spielberg is not hurting anybody by doing porno, but I'm sure, but you know, you got Chelsea Clinton and her nonprofit, or you got, you know, Hunter Biden, you got the Trumps, they do all the types of wild shit. And then there's so many other famous people's kids who suck too. You know what? So just on that. Also, listen, if you're on the bus today or you are in a public space and you see somebody playing music really loud, maybe from their phone or from a boombox, listen, I advise you to not do shit. Because anybody, like, while how annoying it is for somebody to be playing music out loud, just imagine that someone who's playing music out loud probably has nothing to lose, and they will stab you and they will kill you like this library in Rockland County Library in New York. Because rest in peace to Sandra Wilson after asking someone to turn the music down. But it's not a good idea because people are out here living wild. That's our show for today. Listen, we do this every Thursday, 7 to 8, Off the Beaten Path, East of Arion, 101.9, CITR.ca. Tell a friend to tell a friend because it's nice over here. I'm out.
To protect myself, I had the honor on my vest to protect myself. Still got the city on my back to protect myself. Two phone shawty, oh laddie daddy. Pop two pills, this shit for real. They shoot to kill, this shit for real. Bills are high like the hills. This shit for real, scope on top of the hill, this shit for real. First day, I woke up right back to the job, man. Friday, I haven't slept, I'm mixing in the pot, man. Saturday, my mama telling me you forget the call, man. Sunday, and go to church, I had to feed the flock, man. I had the honor on my vest to protect myself. I had the honor on my vest to protect myself.